He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the November 26th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. And it looks like Black Friday was green. And that is making the market very green here this morning. We finally have an up day in the market. It seemed like we would never have one again. But we are up today, and we're up pretty big here. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 378 points so far here this morning. That's a 1.5% gain, and that puts the Dow at 24,664 after, wandering closer to that 200-day moving average last week, where it has a very, that's kind of the last bastion of support there. And then it's look out below, but we're holding so far. S&P 500 up 37 points this morning to 2,670. And that puts it up 37 points, 1.4% this morning. The NASDAQ also up big, up 1.7%. It's at 7,053. It's up 114 points. The Russell 2000 is up almost 17 points this morning. That's the small cap index. It's at 1505. Little rebound in crude oil, which has been under severe pressure recently. In fact, the drop in crude has been astonishing. I showed that chart in my newsletter over the weekend. Crude oil is up $1.55, however, to $51.97. Gold's up 50 cents to $12.23. And the 10-year bond, the 10-year yield this morning is at 3.07%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, broadcasting from the shores of the Ashley River in Charleston, South Carolina, where it is a super high tide today. I wonder if the rally in the market and the high tide, they seem to be going hand in hand today. Very high tide. You know, problem with that, with high tide, that the fish are able to go up into the reeds and everything. And there's all kinds of food in there. They're not going to want what I got to offer. So we'll stay in. We got a long, hard day of work here today after a couple of days off last week. Well, we've got a very strong start to the market here, finally. It's been a while since we've seen a real green day like this in the market. The question is, can we follow through? Have we put in a bottom? I wrote over my weekend where those support levels are. And so far, we've held those support levels. And at the same time, while the sentiment on the market was sour last week, even during Thanksgiving, how can you be in a bad mood during Thanksgiving? Well, the market was, even on Friday, even on the day before Thanksgiving. Now we're starting off with a good day today after a blockbuster Black Friday. I did not participate in Black Friday, but I guess a lot of you did. So I'm going to congratulate all of you consumers who were out there on Black Friday scooping up bargains and proving that this economy is still extremely strong. And, of course, I always have a bone to pick with the media, who doesn't like to show the strength of the economy currently. Instead, they like to show, children being separated from their parents at the border and tear gas being fired at immigrant caravans coming to America. That's happening in San Ysidro, which is San Diego. I've been through that border many times. But I always went through it legally, and of course there's a standoff going on there. They closed the border over the weekend. We see all kinds of bad news on the media from our friends at the media. I don't believe they're our friends at all. I believe they're our foes. And what they fail to show are the long lines at the shopping malls. The people at Target and the people at Walmart and the people clicking the buy button at home on Amazon. Following the worst Thanksgiving week for U.S. indexes since 2011. Man, I'm telling you, last week was a turkey. Traders are looking to bring home the bacon. Stock index futures this morning were up 300 points. Crude oil prices rebounding. Maybe we get a trade breakthrough later this week with the meeting between President Trump and President Xi at the G20 summit in Argentina. Boy, I'll tell you, that would really set this market on fire because the fundamentals of the market remain extremely strong. I went over the numbers again. Yes, earnings are going to decelerate from this year. We had 20% growth in earnings this year, 2018. You're not going to keep repeating that. That's mathematically impossible. But I'll take 10% next year on top of the 20 this year, and another 10 the year after that. And while we're speaking of the number 10, I see about a 10% chance of a recession in the next 12 months. And yet the media continues to pound away. Oh, we've got a recession around the corner. We're worried about global growth. We're worried about this. We're worried about that. You know what? That's why I don't watch a whole lot of TV or media anymore. It's just become attack, 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 attack. That's the agenda. There is no news anymore other than bad news. Well, the peso's on watch as Trump threatens to close the border. In fact, he has threatened to permanently close the U.S. southern border until we get this all straightened out. And, of course, Mexico's not happy. They don't want to take him in. They've got a humanitarian crisis. I've been to Tijuana many times. I mean, just as a tourist, it's not easy finding a place to, you know, go to the bathroom. What are all these people going to the bathroom? Who's feeding them? It's just a mess. But they don't want to stay in Mexico. They want to come to the U.S. Well, President Trump says he's extremely happy and proud of the job being done by Steve Mnuchin, our Treasury Secretary. He's the guy that's got to sign all those dollar bills in your pocket and all those 20s. And some of you, most of you guys are loaded with hundreds, you know, and stacks of hundreds and a wad in the drawer. And they're all signed by Steve Mnuchin. That's got to take a lot of time. But there was fake news last week that he's unhappy with Mnuchin and he's ready to fire him. Well, that's not true. Mnuchin's right in the thick of things, building this economy that created one of the best Black Fridays of all time. Adobe Analytics projects Black Friday online spending of over $6.4 billion, an increase from an earlier forecast of $5.9 billion. The firm tabulated Black Friday online spending of $643 million through 10 a.m. Eastern Time, up 28% from last year's pace. 28%! And don't forget, last year was also a very good year. It was a very strong Black Friday. To add on another, tack on another 28% this year, well, the tally is particularly impressive, given that some online sales were pulled forward from the Black Friday Cyber Monday period on earlier promotions, Nordstrom's and Walmart in particular. Most retailers are running a combination of Black Friday, week-long, weekend, and Cyber Monday deals. There's also a dash of cold weather in the Northeast that could be adding to shopping via laptop. How many of you right now? Honey, are you shopping via laptop? Oh, she nodded yes. She is. She's shopping via laptop because it is raining here. So a lot of laptop spending going on here at the Gunderson headquarters. Online sales soar on Thanksgiving. Oh, my gosh. Net sales at U.S. malls and brick-and-mortar stores fell a little bit on Thanksgiving Day, but foot traffic also fell a little bit, but online sales, it's the online sales that soared to create one of the strongest Black Fridays of all time. Online sales skyrocketed more than 23%, crossing $6 billion online sales on Black Friday. Well, the consumer is 80% of the economy. The economy is still humming, but you wouldn't know it by watching the news media. Well, you know it by listening to me. We'll be right back. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. The Gunderson Capital Management Team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, there will be a big meeting this week, later this week, in Argentina. Don't cry for me. We'll see if they can come up with a deal between President Xi and President Trump on trade. I'll tell you, if that gets done, I don't know what there would be to hold the market down. I really don't, other than CNBC and CNN and all the rest. But the fundamentals of the market, again, we'll go through those today, remain very, very strong. What's the pressure like on China to make a deal? Well, as I was looking at where we're at year to date here in the various indexes around the world, the very worst place to have invested this year would be China. China is down 26% year to date. And they continue to suffer big time. Chinese iron ore futures sink 6% overnight. Steel prices fall to their lowest in nearly 5 months in China, extending a recent sell-off on worries over weaker steel demand amid the U.S.-China trade war. Well, the commodity sell-off hits mining companies across the world, but particularly it's hitting China. And China's market year-to-date, the A-shares are down 26%. Okay, by contrast, our Dow is down 1.8%, and we are still in a positive growth. Of course, China is too. But China has definitely felt the pinch. I watched yesterday, I saw a big container ship entering into the Charleston Harbor. And I pointed, I said, here comes a big ship from China bringing in goods. And they said, how do you know it's from China? I said, because about 90% of them are coming from China, especially the container ships. They're carrying all the stuff that we end up buying at Target and Walmart and all the rest, Home Depot, Lowe's, etc. The pressure on Xi has got to be intense to do something about their sagging. I mean, just about every product now that they send to America has a tariff slapped on it, which is really hurting demand for their products. And the poor people in China, well, I don't consider them poor, but they are suffering mightily. And something's got to give. That would be about the best Christmas gift that we could get from the current administration would be a resolution. Of course, they're tough over there in China. They fight back. They don't give easily. There's a little bit of pride and bully type tactics on both sides of the ocean. But we hope that something will give here. But the good news is the U.S. consumer remains undaunted and buying like crazy, especially online. What was the worst place? Now, we've only got 5 weeks left to go in 2018. The absolute worst place to invest in 2018 has been Bitcoin. Check this out. I'm the guy who was jumping up and down, waving red flags on Bitcoin earlier this year. Bitcoin started the year at $13,444. On Friday, it was $4,285. It's lost 68% of its value. And I hate to tell folks that are still in Bitcoin, they're not going to regain their losses that they've incurred in Bitcoin. From 13,444 clear down to 4,285. Now, over the Thanksgiving holiday, Bitcoin tumbled another 30% and got down to 3,948. And at one point last week, Bitcoin was at was down 80% from its all-time high set on December 17th, 2017. What was its all-time high? 19,870, clear down to 3,948. At one time, Bitcoin's market cap was $240 billion. Now it's $67 billion and shrinking fast. Bitcoin dropped below $4,000 for the first time in more than a year, yet I continue to hear people telling me that it's not going away, that it's the future, and they continue to be invested in Bitcoin. There is some talk that maybe AT&T is the next GE. You know what? I'm going to pick AT&T as my poster child. That's going to replace GE. GE has already fulfilled the predictions that I made about it getting slammed, and it continues to get slammed. Did you know that AT&T has $180 billion in debt? With all these purchases and what they've tried to do to diversify, or as Peter Lynch called it, diversify. Will AT&T, there's an interesting article in Seeking Alpha today, will AT&T and its $180 billion debt load follow GE? My answer to that is I think there's a good chance that AT&T will do a GE. Well, here we are with just 5 weeks to go in the year, and all of the work pretty much went up in smoke in October. As of Friday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 1.8% for the year after a 25% gain last year. Boy, that seems like a distant memory. Remember how all of the multinationals in the Dow, like Boeing and Caterpillar, were just screaming last year? Well, so far this year, we were up pretty good until October came along and the first several weeks of November. And now when all is said and done, we're down 1.8% for the year, year-to-date on the Dow, 1.5% for the year on the S&P 500. The only gains are very thin, tiny gains in the S&P 600 and the NASDAQ. But wait a minute, the market's up almost 350 points over that, and I remain bullish on the market. When we come back, I'll tell you why. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate, with clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show. We are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, I'm going to go through some numbers here on the market as far as valuation goes. And the earnings picture, which has led this market now for 9+ years. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard to continue to believe in earnings when you see what the market has done here over the last 6 or 7 weeks. But, you know, I've just found that over time to be where I hang my hat, to be the most reliable indicator of all in the market. And then in the final segment of the show, I want to feature a stock. It's a mid-cap stock that I think is going to have a sensational year. One of my top picks for 2018. I currently own it. Top picks for 2019, actually. Stock moving well today. It's one of my highest ranked stocks. In fact, it's number 124 here today. And it will be my featured stock of the day in the final segment of the show. Okay, we are now pretty much all done with quarter three reports. And now we wait until about mid-January for the next earnings season. This was a great earnings season as far as actual reports, but as far as the market and the individual stocks responding, it was not a very good earnings season. 96% of the companies in the S&P have now reported earnings. 78% have beat their earnings estimates. 61% have beat their revenue estimates. Earnings growth for third quarter 2018 versus the third quarter of 2017, up 26%. Unbelievable. Can you find something good to say over there at CNBC? Just something? Can you put that number up on the screen? Earnings growth, 26%. It was only expected to be 19.5%. But when you keep hammering away with the negative headlines, you're scaring investors, and they're forgetting about this tremendous growth of earnings of corporate America, S&P 500 companies, the strength of the U.S. consumer. Sales growth is 9.3% this quarter versus the same quarter last year. Now, don't make the argument to me that the market is expensive, overpriced. Come on. The forward P.E. of the S&P 500 is 15.1. Before the big February swoon of this year, it was 18.4. So what's happened in 2018? One factoid is that the valuation went from 18.4 times forward earnings clear down to 15.1. It's Black Friday in the market. Big sale happening. At least investors think today there is. What's been the five-year average PE, forward PE? 16.4. We're currently at 15.1. This is the cheapest that the market has been. I got to say, all year long, I don't remember it being at 15.1. Well, how about this quarter that we're currently in, which will include this holiday shopping season? Much of it won't include the returns and all the sales after Christmas sales, but it's going to include much of the holiday season. It seems to me like we're off to a pretty good start with this tremendous Black Friday online buying spree we had over the weekend. This quarter that we're currently in, we're expected to have earnings up 13.6. Well, that's not 26%, I know, but I would say it's going to come in much higher than 13.6. I think it'd be more like 16, 17, 18%. There, I said it. We'll see. For all of this year, earnings are expected to be up 20%, and yet the market is down 1.5% this year. Why? Because the multiple has contracted because of outside influences on the market. And the market placing too much attention on those outside influences and not paying enough attention to the internals of the market, which are earnings. And I don't want to hear the word pink peak earnings either, because earnings are expected to be up. Right now we're at 9% for next year. 2019, Many of you have seen me put up the bar graph of earnings year by year going back to 2006. The last time we had peak earnings was in 2007. And that was the precursor to the bear market of 08 and 09. We are not expecting peak earnings, not when earnings are expected to be up 9% next year and another 10% the year after that. Well, I know those are projections, and those that are betting against the market right now are betting that those estimates are too high and that we're not going to have that growth. Well, they can go ahead and bet all they want, but the trends that we're seeing is that these numbers have been too low recently, way too low. We can continue to come in and smash these numbers. Furthermore, earnings have been growing since they bottomed out in 2009. That has been the very best indicator all along the way. Think of how many sell-offs like we had in October. Well, we had a real bad one at the start of this year. We had a real bad one in the start of 2016. This one's very similar to that. But those that were able to wade through it, those that were able to white knuckle it, hang on, eventually went on to hit new highs in the market. To me, that is the most likely scenario once again this time. And that's based on the earnings expectations. Now, if the earnings expectations start to change, I'll let you know. But for right now, they've remained at these levels for months. And if anything, earnings expectations for this year, next year, and the year after that have gotten even better. I continue to have a 3,000 target price for the S&P 500. I was pretty close this year. My target price for this year was right around 2,700, 2,800. We've been there. Next year, my target price is 3,000. And the year after that, if this trend continues, and it's a trend that we revisit every single weekend in the newsletter, my target price for 2020 is 3,300, meaning that the market from this area has 14% upside potential over the next 12 months and 26% upside potential over the next 12 to 18 months. That's based on earnings. That's not based on CNN or CNBC headlines trying to scare people. The market continues to have very strong earnings fundamentals, extremely strong earnings fundamentals. But obviously, the sentiment has been very, very weak. Well, I've been one of those guys that have been bullish on the market since March of 2009. I'll tell you what, I mean, it's testing. It tests me to go through it and watch it, what's happened these last 7 or 8 weeks. But each and every time there's been a threat to the market, I've set all the emotion aside, I've turned off the TVs, and I've looked at the numbers. I'm pretty much a numbers guy. Take the emotion out of the equation. And I continue to be bullish on the market until further notice. Now, the sell-off has been swift. It's been steep. It's been pretty much in the 15% range. I mean, if you're really looking at the leadership stocks and where the action has been in the market, you've pretty much just seen a very swift 15% kick in the pants. We saw a similar sell-off earlier this year in February and March. We saw a similar sell-off in 2016. You know, for whatever reasons, from time to time, the market just sells off like that. A little bit of fear comes along. Selling begets selling, and everybody wants to join on the bandwagon. And before you know it, everybody can't wait to get back onto the bandwagon. I would like to see some up days, several up days in a row, and I'd like to see where the new leadership in the market comes from. If I were to note one area that I saw last week that I think looked promising, the small cap stocks. I saw a lot of really good action late in the week. And when we come back, I'm going to mention one of my favorites right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The Gunderson Capital Management team is headed to the Phoenix area in December. The tour bus will arrive in Scottsdale Sunday evening, and we are now booking one-hour appointments for Monday, December 3rd, Tuesday, December 4th, and Wednesday, December 5th. We will be hanging out at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. In addition to the one-hour appointments, we will be hosting a free workshop on the current state of the market and where I am finding best stocks now. This workshop will be held on Wednesday, December 5th at 6:30 p.m. This workshop will also be held at the McDowell Mountain Marriott. If you would like to grab one of those one-hour appointments before they're all gone, you better give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST, or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in the Valley of the Sun.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now. Well, I'm happy to report that the market is holding on to its big, big gains. Of course, we've still got a few hours here to the close, but so far, we're holding on to some very big gains. I think on two big factors. Number one, the huge Black Friday and weekend online buying spree that took place. There's going to be a lot of Amazon boxes under our trees this holiday season, according to the sales that have taken place here. Well, also, later this week, President Trump will be meeting and sitting down in Argentina with President Xi. Wouldn't that be a great gift from the current administration to get that behind us? I know, they've been cheating, they've been stealing our technology, I know, but I just want to get on with life. Let's get this market going again, let's get the clouds overhanging the market taken away, and let's focus on the underlying fundamentals, the earnings power of this market, which remains extremely strong, and the purchasing power right now of a consumer that's making a little bit more money than they used to make. There's a little upward pressure on wages. People got a little bit more money jangling around in their pockets. Got a little tax cut earlier this year. And I think maybe some people will plan a little vacation. This is going to tie into my featured stock of the day here. One of our favorite movies to watch every year at this time of year is White Christmas. And, of course, they go up to the ski lodge and the general's there, and there's no snow for Christmas in Vermont. But guess what? The snow arrives just in the nick of time to bring about a White Christmas. Well, I continue to own a stock in that category. And in fact, don't forget, we're also getting a lot of predictions, at least if you've been watching the price of natural gas, of a very cold Christmas and a very cold winter, which means lots of snow. Well, believe it or not, Vail Resorts, symbol MTN, was a $37 stock in 2012. Today it's a $272 stock. It's an $11 billion market cap company headquartered in Broomfield, Colorado. My show is heard in Denver every day. Broomfield, Colorado, pretty well known for skiing, but Vail Resorts operates 14 ski resort properties in Colorado, Utah, California, friends in Minnesota, and even in Australia. Earnings growth over the last 5 years has been 68% per year.
Everybody collectively slap your forehead and say, I didn't know that. That's right. 68% per year over the last 5 years has been the earnings growth. And what has been the performance of the stock? Well, over the last 10 years, MTN Vail Resorts has returned to investors an avalanche of returns, 31.6% per year versus the market's 11.9% per year. Over the last 5 years, 31.4% per year versus the market's 8%. And over the last 3 years, it's been clipping along like a downhill skier, 34% per year, the market 8% per year. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. And it's a ski resort stock. Imagine that. Well, performance is half the equation. The other half of the equation is valuation. And I continue to find the valuation fairly attractive on the stock. When I do my 5 year carrying out earnings over the next 5 years and applying a multiple that I think is appropriate for a leisure stock, I come up with a $445 target price. And the stock is currently trading at $272. Well, that gives it about 80% upside potential over the next 5 years. So when I combine valuation, which is pretty good, with performance, which is very good, I come up with a ranking of 124, number 124 out of 5,033 in my database. And it currently is one of the, I have about 150 B plus or better stocks in my database, and it's one of them. And I currently do own Vail Resorts, MTM. I have a 3.33% position in a portfolio that when it's fully invested has about 30 stocks. One that I currently own is Vail Resorts in the leisure sector, a $10 billion market cap company. It's an aggressive risk profile, 5 year target price, $445, currently trading at $272, and a performance grade of A. Not a recommendation, but it's an example of how I like to see performance, which we haven't had a lot of in the market recently. Just bad performance, but all of a sudden, maybe we're starting to find a bottom here in this current sell-off that we've had, which is still a correction, not the beginning of a bear. I believe that the bull market, which began in March of 2009, is still intact as of now, until further notice, and one of the stocks that I own is MTN. Well, I'll be going through my database today looking for other stocks. Like MTM, I remain extremely bearish on Bitcoin, extremely bearish on the bond market and other interest rate sensitive, and I continue to try to find earnings, and the best that I could find. If you'd like to talk to me, 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.